podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
No matter what nobody say, man. Spirit, can't nobody fuck with me, man. You know, I can't be fucked with, you know.
Della D. Beyonce Productions.
Whether you pay to see me win or you pay to see me lose, you're gonna pay. Fuck it, your kids still gotta eat. I don't have to watch, you know, any footage of a fighter. I mean, because I'm Floyd Mayweather, everybody gotta watch me. I knew eventually I was gonna have to fight Oscar. I feel like even straight up and down, no really no special effects.
BoxingVoice.com.
How can Canelo have the biggest deal? Your deal is for $300 million, and I made $350 million just in one fight. And you're fighting on an app.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm a king, okay? I eat a feast. When every time I eat a feast. And when I get up from the table, I don't give a fuck who get the leftovers. At the end of the day, follow my green print.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BoxingVoice.com.
What up, people? Welcome back. We are back with another one. And another one. Yo, and that's GTO. Instagram and Twitter. Little quick breaking news, man. Seems Team Crawford and PBC have been negotiating, according to Michael Coppinger. And Top Rank and PBC have no deal as of yet. There's still time before the purse bid, which is tomorrow. But as of right now, WBO is getting ready for the purse bid tomorrow afternoon at 12 p.m. Eastern time in Puerto Rico in San Juan is where this thing is going to take place. And, you know, I'm a bit sad. I'm a bit let down. You know, speaking to Porter Saturday, he made it clear that his team was ready to go to purse bid. So I figured things weren't as peachy as I wanted to make them believe, or I wanted to believe they were, because he said, we're still working, you know, it still can get done. So I was trying to be optimistic. I was trying to be, you know, looking at the bright side, but let me screen share here. This is the WBO. This is their, you know, account. And it says the rescheduled purse bid for the mandatory bout between WBO welterweight champion Terrence Crawford and challenger Sean Porter will be held at 12 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, September 14th, at the WBO offices in San Juan. It will be transmitted live via WBO's Facebook. So, this is where we are. We're going to be live watching what happens tomorrow via Facebook and really checking out who's going to be the winner. Who's going to win the rights to promote this fight? Bob Arum was very confident in his messages. Did he all along want to just buy or win the purse bid? Because he's been wanting to put this on in the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. As a one-sided promotion, you know, as many clips and messages out there of him saying we would do this fight in Mandalay in November 20th or something like that was his date he gave reporters. So is this just a thing where that, you know, he's figured out the numbers, they've punched him, and they're like, look, we can do this. We should do this. You know, let's not split this. I don't know. So many things, you know, very interesting. It's funny because I don't know any other purse bid that gets this much attention. Any other purse bid that has garnered this much attention. It's crazy, man. I'm a little shocked that outside entities haven't noticed how big this fight are, or rather, how much interest is in this fight. Now, we all know Eddie Hearn said he would be willing to bid. Obviously, tomorrow is the time for that to come true. If he was lying or not, we will see. You know, Bob didn't like when Eddie, and I use Bob's word, stuck his nose in their business with the Teofimo bid. So I don't know if Eddie is truly going to bid once again, defying the good old Bob father, doing exactly what he asked him not to do, and ruffling the feathers of a potential alliance, a potential business person that you need to deal with to do Joshua Fury, if Fury were to beat Deontay Wilder. So, you know, very interesting turn of events, what's happening here, watching these promoters kind of take sides and try to do what's best for them whilst trying to stay friends, I guess, right? Because I know I won't be happy. You're coming around poking your nose in my business, raising the market value on a fight that I was already, you know, had intentions on paying a certain number for, or not paying a certain number for that matter. You know, we hear how Bob talks. He only wanted to give Sean $1 million at first. Did he talk to his advisors? Did they tell him maybe that it was a better idea to bid on this fight versus going to purse bid? Or excuse me, versus, you know, negotiating and coming to an agreement. Maybe it's better for them to do this one straight up on ESPN airwaves, which I don't know. If that were the case, why would Timothy Bradley be telling their public that this fight isn't pay-per-view worthy? You know, I don't remember any Timothy Bradley's purse bids ever being live stream, you know? So the interest is there. I don't know. I'm wondering now, will Triller bid on this? Will Eddie bid on this? You know, who's going to bid? Will TGB win the winning promotion? Will it be Bob Arum and Top Rank to win the winning promotion? Or do we get a completely separate entity come out of left field and bring us some new excitement in this saga that is, you know, Terrence Bud Crawford and Showtime Sean Porter? A fight that a lot of us want, fight that a lot of us would be happy with if we could just finally get it, but at least we're 24 hours away from some sort of resolution, right? Whether they come to an agreement in the late hours tonight, or they come to an agreement before 12 p.m. tomorrow, or they go forward with the purse bid and we do get an agreement after 12 p.m. Either way, I think we're in a good place. I think we're in a good place. We'll have a resolution by tomorrow. We'll know where this fight will be taking place. And there'll be plenty to talk about for sure. I mean, I'm sure we'll be talking about how much, you know. How much was bid? Who bid what? Did any outside entities show up and shake things up the way they did the Teofimo Cambosos? You know? Yeah, Ignorant Boxing. We'll find out next episode whether or not, you know, the details of the purse bid and a resolution, but we know we'll get a resolution is all I'm saying. Like, we know whether they get it down tonight, because they still got hours. They're on West Coast time. Remember, Top Rank's in Las Vegas. They still could get it done tonight or tomorrow, you know, at the purse bid. It's very simple. It's not that hard, and I don't think it's a big deal. Like, there's only one day anyway. Like, would it be great to be able to announce, look, they came to a deal. Look, yay. No Cold War. Yay. Top Rank and PBC can work together. Yay. But, you know, if not, we're still going to get something. You know, my producers are telling me that technically they can reach an agreement 30 minutes before the scheduled purse bid, you know, like they don't have to go to PersBid. They can submit something saying, look, we came to an agreement. We'll be faxing it over. And hopefully that's what we get. The PersBid is just to threaten them into getting it together so that we can move forward. You know? So that we know what we're doing. But let me know if you want to call in and voice your opinion.
Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer. Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.
On the Voice of the People hotline, feel free, you can do so right here on the Boxing Voice Radio. We're also going to be back at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be having another episode of Untitled, where we sit back, relax, and just talk all boxing and, you know, whether it's boxing, whether it's current events, movies, you know, Untitled is just that. It's Untitled, and, you know, we get to do whatever we want right alongside with you guys. If you're interested, join us right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice on YouTube memberships. At 7 p.m., we go live. Our Patreons, we will upload that to you a little bit later. So let me know in the comment section how you're feeling about this. What do you think about this last-minute turn of events? They're saying now that this fight isn't going to be handled in negotiations, and instead it will be going to PersBid. We got Rich Mendez with the first Super Chat of the day. He says, Ness, I know you're playing devil's advocate with the Alvarez Plant fight. I viewed his last three fights, Plant that is. He gets hit and doesn't hurt anyone. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Styles make fights, Chico. Styles makes fights, you know? We shall see what happens. We are going to High and Low Sports Centrum, who says the boxing voice is more. So I want to ask a question. I see Steve in the community. He's saying certain things that he feels that MTK Global is pushing for the Josh Teller fight. So I'm going to ask you, Terrence Crawford should fight who? And we'll put Porter, Showtime, Sean Porter. And we'll put Josh Taylor. And for shits and giggles, should we put Virgil in there? Virgil Ortiz? Are these the names y'all want? Are these the names y'all want? Is that enough or should we put a fourth one? Who's the fourth name? Connor Ben? Oh, too late. I asked the community on three. Fucking hell. Could have slid Connor Ben in there, even though he's not asking for him. Who's Connor? Connor wants AB. He's using my blueprint I was trying to give Crawford many, many years ago. See, Connor Ben's not dumb. He sees it. He sees the marketability of an AB. I like that fight. I think that could be a big fight. Connor Ben showed some vulnerabilities in his last fight. I mean, you know, look, Adrian Granados gives everybody trouble, and no one really looks great versus him. Maybe Danny did, but, you know, that fight kind of revealed some things about Ben. So the Broner fight is the good, necessary next step. I like it. FYI, Broner was considered a big fight for Porter when he got that fight. He was happy to be the B-side. He was happy to do a catch weight. He was happy to be in the ring with Broner. So that's a big fight. Shout out to Conor Ben and Matchroom and DAZN. If they could acquire that for Connor would be amazing. Would be very, very amazing. So right now I'm asking you a question on our live poll. And I'm asking the simple question. Terrence Crawford should... I was supposed to put should fight who. I didn't. But you get the point. And everybody's picking Porter, even though there are some people. 12% picking Josh Taylor. 14% picking Virgil Ortiz. Now, this Josh Taylor thing, it's been a thing for quite some time, but now it's getting a little louder because people are saying that Terrence is now with MTK Global, which represents Josh Taylor, so they're pushing to make that in-house management fight. I don't know that they would push that, right? Like, obviously for Taylor, maybe he's asking his handlers for that fight so that he can continue to achieve greatness, but for his handlers, do they really want to send him up the creek, up shit's paddle without a creek? Up Schitt's Creek without a paddle? I don't know. Right? It's like, we're talking about arguably one of the best boxers in boxing. And, I mean, look, it would be the exact same thing that Crawford himself did when he moved up to fight Horn, except Crawford's no Horn. In everyone's opinion, Crawford's way better than Horn. It would be a tough task for Josh Taylor. And I don't know that Josh has the hype that people are going to get behind him actually moving up to face Crawford. Like, is it going to be a big fight because he's moving up to face Crawford, or is his name, does it not ring enough bells that the attention will be garnered for that fight? But, yeah, man, looks like we got another super chat here from ASAP Sam, not to be confused with ASAP Rocky. This ASAP Sam, a bidding war for this fight would be great. If Triller bid $6 million for Teo versus Camboso, how much would they bid for this fight? Thing is, if Triller would have paid Teo by now, maybe I'd believe it. But I mean, because there's been issues with that fight, and I know it's not financial issues. There's been no rumors of Triller not being able to pay the money, but that fight hasn't happened. You know, that was their biggest, most lucrative and talked about fight, and it hasn't happened. Well, I don't know if I can say most lucrative because they obviously had the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fight that did 1.9 million pay-per-view buys, and obviously, the you know, Tyson was rumored to be have paid 25 million, which, think about that for a second. They paid Tyson 25 million, yet they're willing to give Canelo 30 and Jake Paul 30. Million to come on the network. Can you believe that? Crazy, man. Boxing, I wish I had a boxer at this point. I mean, 30, 20 million, all the, and I know everyone don't make it to that one percentile, but damn, if you make it, you made it. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to help this show grow. Is going to keep letting people know that this show is out here multiple times a day. You know, talking boxing multiple times a day, breaking down news, the business side, having industry insiders on the show, promoters, fighters. You know, we try to give you as much as we can. Hit that thumbs up button. That's an absolutely free way of supporting the show. And yeah, let's do it. So let's see what we got in the chat so far. It looks like we got 73% of the people voting on Sean Porter. They want Sean Porter to get the fight with Terrence Bud Crawford. And remember, we had other names like Josh Taylor and Virgil Ortiz. At last minute, I was going to add Conor Benn and accidentally put out the poll. But I don't think anyone was clamoring for Conor Benn. If anything, it might have been maybe Ugas or Ugas or Thurman with Earl being out. But this would be an excellent fight for DAZN to acquire. If Eddie were to bid, you'd get a nice 500,000 subs, I think. you know, if you put this on DAZN and it's not pay-per-view and it's subscription-based only, you're chopping the price down by $50, $60, right? You're charging $20 for people who don't have DAZN, one-time fee, 1 month, whole month of boxing, plus you get your Porter fight, $20. I think this is a decent fight for American fight fans, and it'll attract some international attention due to, you know, Porter facing Kell Brook, Crawford facing Kell Brook and Khan. You know, I think it can get some attention. It can get some attention and do some good numbers on DAZN UK. I'm pretty sure they would be interested in arguably the pound for pound number one or one through three on the list, you know? But let me know what you think, man. What do you think happens with this purse bid? Do we get a last minute negotiation and they hammer it out before tomorrow at the last hour, 11:59? Or do you think we go to purse bid and they show their hands? Because that's what they will be doing. Telling the world how much they bid. You know, what there's going to be a winner and a loser. One guy would bid more than the next. It can start some issues, you know. Coming together, on the other hand, can alleviate any issues. And if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe. It's going to give us the numbers needed to get those big named guests. You know, numbers are power. And, you know, without power, no big guess. No big guess. So we got another poll on our community page. And it says here, let me go to this. Says here, is Supermax ducking Santiago? He said he had COVID-19. But has been seen all around town taking pictures. And 80% of the community believes Supermax is ducking Santiago. Now, we don't have a number. Okay, 25 votes so far. So that's a lot of people that think he's ducking. Just saying. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Terrence Crawford and Showtime show on Porter. Will it happen? What's gonna happen? Do we get a purse bid or do we get a last minute deal? Do we strike a deal in the last minute? But you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-54-41. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, you can also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation from anywhere in the world. Let me go out to our sponsors to open up these phone lines. Feel free to call in and voice your opinion if you are into the subject matter, right? You know?
These calls are brought to you by Big Rigs Trucking Agency, experts for all your insurance and trucking needs. For quotes and consultations, visit us at brtagency.com or contact us at 908-943-6918.
All right, all right, all right. If you're on Blog Talk, you gotta hit the numero uno so we know that you are interested in being on board and on the show, and then we'll go to you. You can also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype and call from anywhere in the world. Looks like we got New Orleans in the building. Rue in the 504, what's going on, my friend?
Happening, man. What's up?
What up, brother? How are you?
Yeah, well, all right. Just got last because I've been flying back to the woods, kind of.
Man, you breaking up heavy over there. Where you at?
I'm back home, but my reception's not that good here yet.
Yeah, it isn't. But you, we heard that. You said your reception's not that good there yet. So what else you got for us? Uh-oh. Ruin of Abovo. All right. Looks like the internet or the reception monster snagged him up. But you could call in 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Good point, Canna. You know, Sky could pick this up as a UK rights TV check. They could be bidding versus DAZN. Who pays for this? Does DAZN want to show their subscribers, or does Sky Sports, who's still in the business, want to show their subscribers this big fight? And you can check out my interview with Sean Porter right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. I got a chance to talk to Porter for a significant amount of time on Saturday. So feel free to check that out if you want. Yeah, let me go to line six Reed, right? Is this line six Reed? I guess not. This is.
Yo. San Antonio.
From Albany.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, man. What's up, man? I got out of work and I get to listen to you guys, bro. Y'all stay lit, man. But anyways, I hopefully we get to know what the fuck is the holdup on this fight. Like, one day is this, one day is that. Like, it's like this Canelo in place shit, man. Like, they can't agree on some shit. Like, I don't get it, man. Either or, yo, Crawford is gonna beat this boy up, man. And I just can't wait. I can't wait, man. And other than that, man, after he beats Porter, man, I just hope he fights some of the PBC guys, man. Other than that, this show as always, man, and I'm gonna keep listening.
All right. So, if you're on Blog Talk, remember to press that number one. Just can't go to you if you don't press it. So it looks like Teofimo versus Cambosos is definitely happening on October 4th. They've started to put out some promotional bits, and the fight seems to be registered so that you can apply for credentials, even though there's no credential application just yet. Things starting to look like they might be seriously doing it. Really gonna do the fight. So that's good, I guess. What else we got? We got Hawk in Maryland. What up?
Yo, Ness, what's up, brother?
What up, brother?
All right, ain't too much. Hey, man, I hope this fight comes off, bro. You know, I saw you talking to Sean. I guess you was interviewing him.
Yes.
And it reminded me of, you was interviewing him. He seemed really pumped up. He seemed like he's ready. He said, like, that's what he wants. He wants this fight. So before I was thinking the fight ain't going to happen, but he really seems like he wants this fight. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, his father had told a story about 2 years ago. Then he told it again about how Terrence Crawford went off on him one time years ago and was trying to offer him up to fight him, actually. Like, outside when they were on it was amateur. And he got into a little altercation, and he had to try to check Terrence Crawford. And Terrence Crawford went at him, like, trying to fight him, but they ended up talking it out. But by him telling that story again, like a year ago, I was like, man, he must really want to see his son fight him too. So I'm really waiting for this fight because I think it's personal. I think it's personal. So it's going to be a good fight if it do happen. And Sean ain't going to play with him. I just don't think Sean's going to play with him. He's going to give Terrence whatever, you know, all he can handle. But, you know, we got to get the fight. I'd like to see it come with the zone, though, because it won't cost nothing for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so if
Hearn can put his hand in on that, that'd be good. I heard he said he wanted to. But,
Talk is cheap, man.
You think Hearn would just be talking, though?
I mean, talk is cheap, man. Actions speak louder.
He put out a lot of money for Mikey Garcia.
T.O. got all the belts and Mikey got a country, man. What Crawford and Porter got?
Each other. Oh, man, you had to put it like that, then I guess you're right, bro. They ain't got no big one. Yeah. Well, either way, if Hearn get it, that'd be good because it'd be at a better price. I can't see him even charging. If it is pay-per-view, I can't see him getting away to charging $80. They won't sell a lot.
For Crawford Porter?
For Crawford Porter, yeah.
Nah,
I'm quite sure the boxing fans, yeah.
That's an $80 pay-per-view. You can't charge no less for that.
I mean, I'll buy it. Us boxing fans will buy it, but I'm talking about the fight, you know, the fans that don't, you know, that don't know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't have that.
Pay-per-view twice and Porter been on there once. Like, I mean, it's not like it's new.
Mm-hmm. Porter should be known, though. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Porter did a $2 million on Fox with Keith Thurman, didn't he?
Something like that. But listen, let me get to some other callers, Hawk. I got GT Kid in Atlanta. What up?
Hey, what's going on, this?
Another day.
Look, man, I don't think that we're gonna get this last minute purse bid. I just think that it's going to. I think the whole thing's gonna fall apart. I don't know, being so late, I don't think Hearn's going to bid on it. I don't think the PBC wants the fight to happen because they don't want to do fights, you know, across the street. And outside of the wider fight, I can't think of many fights they've done with Top Rank or anybody else. So probably not going to happen. What do you think? What's your money on?
I mean, I'm optimistic. You know that. You know, I feel like it'll happen. Whether they get a last minute negotiation at the very last hour, or someone wins the purse bid, but it's a significant fight in the division. I don't see why it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, this reminds me of Kovalev and Stevenson. I think this is not going to happen.
Yeah, but remember, Kovalev and Stevenson, Al won the bid. It was Kovalev that said, oh, I can't go because I'm tied to HBO Network. Don't forget that. It ain't like Al.
Yeah, I remember.
Al tried to get the fight for his man.
Yeah, it was Kathy and Duval. I remember. That's all I got, man.
All right. Yeah, man, I mean, listen, as far as I know, Al won the purse bid for Darrell, DeGale. He won the purse bid for Kovalev, Adonis Stevenson, you know. But you could only do business with people that want to fight. Like, if you win the purse bid and they withdraw, like, oh, you know what? You know, I don't want that status. Here, take my WBC status or, you know, take my belt. What are you going to do? But I got some callers over here. Who we got? This look like AMG in Oklahoma. What up?
Yo, what's up, Ness? How's it going?
Chilling.
Cool, man. Yeah, I mean, I definitely hope this fight happens. I'm staying optimistic. I do think it'll go to a purse bid. And I'm hoping that Eddie wins it just because I mean, I thought the whole point of being on Fox, pay-per-view and all that shit was that it would have more promotion. And judging by Fury Wilder and Canelo Plant, man, it's still crickets for both of those fights. These fools don't want to spend any money, but they still want to charge $80 $80 for the fight, you know? So I hope Eddie wins it, and I do want to see this fight. I'd rather Josh Taylor fight Teofimo and Virgil. I mean, I guess another step up. I don't know who we can fight, but somebody else. I want to see this fight, though, with Porter and Crawford. I got Crawford winning.
All right. Yo, what else we got? Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget, catch me right here, Untitled, later on tonight, 7 p.m. You know, looks like we got to all our callers, right? Wait, let me see, is that... No, that is GT Kid, right? It is. All right, so it looks like we got everybody. Skype acting up, so we up out of here. And that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter to make sure I got to these super chats, if any. And that is a yes. All three done. Next GTO, catch us on the next one. Peace.